Dearborn really wasn't a hot spot, but there were a lot of people that would be like the Junk Monkeys. They're all Dearborn boys. But there was a place called Reruns on Warren Avenue. It was something that I discovered. I remember it was right after the 1984 World Series, the Tigers won. And I stepped into that bar not knowing anything about it and thought, holy smoke, this is a place that we could have played. But I think by 84, we were all disbanded and I was already started. I was already in another band. And, I think Mick started up another band as well. So I think we were pretty much done by like 1982. I think we went somewhere between 78 and 82. And I ended up playing reruns with my own band, the Happy Tom Show. And that became my home base after the Nunzio's thing was kind of fizzling out. But just a fun place to be. A lot of bands that played there. I played with, I'd like warm up the Junk Monkeys, played a lot with the 3D Invisibles. He started gaining kind of in the same realm of Nunzio's. He started getting some pretty big national acts in there, which is, again, kind of, you know, in that era to have, you know, trying to remember the Cowboy Junkies played there. And, you know, that was when the Cowboy Junkies actually started to make a name for themselves nationally. And here they were playing this little bar called Reruns. So, you know, and the same thing with bookies, you know. Yeah, I've seen John Cale there, The Damned, Plasmatics. I mean, it's just neat to have bands that you know, really saw moving up, you know, as far as some form of success and playing these little tiny places where you could really, you know, see the action up close. It's kind of neat.